What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what it is, people? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Look, I got Philly in the building. Where at, yes, to be exact?
North Philly.
North Philly is the biggest section of Philadelphia. So North Philly consists of a lot of sections. Me and Dark Lowe is from two separate sides.
Two
different sides of Philly.
Yeah, North Philly.
North Philly. So it's like...
From North, but two different sides.
So it's like, if we talk about Brooklyn, we talk about like Red Hook and Canarsie. Them shits is nowhere near each other.
You could say something. It ain't that far.
But like, see, Philly, you can go two blocks over and you're in a whole different world.
Oh, got you. But let me introduce them real quick. To my right, we got motherfucking Dark Low.
Yeah, Zo, what up?
To my left, we got AR Ab. He got the other... Give him all the names.
El Patron. That's my leader's name.
Top
the
goon.
Boss. Top goon, you know. AR King Ag.
And they're known as a collective as OBH.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, that's my family.
How many OBH members is it?
You trying to get somebody cursed out. You trying to get us cussed out. We're gonna forget.
No, not rappers, no. Just how many the crew.
Shit.
Man.
This is probably in the hundreds.
Damn. How you fuck with 100 niggas?
Well, I grew up with most of everybody. My whole neighborhood OBH. So,
gotcha.
It's like, say you got a whole neighborhood, everybody from every block is OBH. We all grew up together. We went to high school, middle school.
You graduated high school?
No.
Oh, you graduated high school?
Nah, I ain't graduated.
Nah, I'm saying I ain't graduated either.
I got my GED.
when I was 16, though, in Job Corp.
Fuck GED. I ain't even get no GED. Fuck that GED shit. I ain't get that GED, none of that shit.
I got GED.
That shit is useless.
But I dropped out of high school in ninth grade.
Me too. But you know what? For y'all out there, some of y'all little niggas stay in school because y'all don't got nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why.
If I could do it over, man, I'd stay in school. I would have went to college. All that.
I didn't go to school because I had beef at the school. Like, we the reason for the metal detectors in the schools and shit.
Well,
you're talking about the Brooklyn schools. Like, shit was a little different. Yeah, niggas come into your school and shoot you at school.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, well, that's how we was going to do it. That's one reason why I stopped going to school, because I stole a Tech 9 from some guy I knew. I said, let me see that shit, and walked off.
Yeah, you got the burner. It ain't like he could fucking let me get it back.
He had another one on.
Oh, shit.
And guess what else he did?
What up?
He put the clip in it, they ain't had no bullets. First, he showed me the clip with the bullets. I guess before he gave it to me, he took the bullets out. He switched the clips. When he started shooting at me, we like around the corner from the school. Once he started shooting, I turned around, I tried to shoot back. That shit was empty. Now,
oh, so he gave you the gun.
Yeah, I said, let me hold it.
Got you.
I was with him all day. Like, yo, let me see it. Let me see it. I just knew it. When I got it in my hand, I said, I can't. I'm keeping it strong.
They say Philly is really closely related to like Brooklyn. Do y'all hear that a lot?
I think because of the griminess. And
yep, always heard that.
And like the
you know, old Brooklyn, not the new.
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
Not this Soho, Barclays Brooklyn, the Albee Square Mall Brooklyn. That's what I like.
I'm
to
talking
talk
about like cause yeah. They say we like when I come out here years ago. They say because we grimy.
They
rob you in Philly. They kill you. Kidnap you, breaking your house, all that other shit. You know what I mean?
But let me ask y'all something, though. How is it that everybody's so violent in Philly, but y'all Muslim, though? Like, what happened, man?
Just like, all right, this Christian's violent, too.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like...
No, you know, listen, check this out. That's why I say this, though. Because...
Christians are the most violent, though.
All right, Christian, say like in Christianity, right? I know a couple Christians, they sell drugs and they fuck women and all that shit. But if a Muslim have sex with a woman, hold up, you ain't supposed to. Like, we got the same rules. Right?
You're not,
the same
you're
rules.
Right. You right.
That, like, they put Muslims under the microscope.
Yeah. Now,
it's the
right.
Same exact rules. No steal, be kind to thy neighbor, all that shit. But now, it's like, right. Well, he Muslim, look at that. Mm-hmm. He about to do this. You dig what I'm saying? But yeah,
it's always been like that, though.
It's like if you grew up in the bloodhood, all your blood, you still don't like him because y'all got it about money.
But you know
I'm
what?
Shoot at him and shoot at me, dude. It's like that.
But Ab, keep it a buck though. Like y'all gotta pray. You know y'all gotta a nigga with blood. He ain't
when you come to the city, that everybody's Muslim.
Yeah.
So like you're gonna beef with yourself. Like you come in the household, you and your brother gonna fight.
Yeah.
You think what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah.
What I'm trying to say is everybody's Muslim. So
got you.
If
got
I'm
you.
Selling dope on this block, he's selling dope on two blocks over.
That Muslim you know, shit is canceled out, right?
Yeah, yeah. We shooting at each other over this block. Yeah.
Right.
Over some money. You dig what I'm saying? We ain't thinking about religion when we trying to kill each other over some money.
Yeah, I thought it was a city. But it ain't
in jail, you will see more like, all right, we in jail. We in here. We got to pray. Because now it's our time. The people that's really practicing on the streets, they not in the streets.
Got you.
They not like selling drugs and shooting motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
So the motherfucker that's doing it, that means they ain't really practicing right now. They in the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
But in jail, you don't have nothing but the practice. So it'd be more camaraderie in prisons because what else you got to do?
Philly is a Commonwealth state, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that why it seems like everybody's always in fucking jail?
Yes, that's the reason.
It's tougher, right?
Like, all right, check this out. Yep. Like, say if I could slap a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Ab slapped me. But then she don't go to court and they got to dismiss the case.
Mm-hmm.
Commonwealth could pick it up.
Oh, wow.
You're not even fighting the defendant no more. You're fighting Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be. So even if a motherfucker ain't telling, you got to fight Commonwealth.
Damn. So
if I shoot you, even if you ain't telling, if Commonwealth got enough evidence, they see it, they fighting it. I don't give a fuck if you say, Ab ain't shooting me, we brothers, we friends. I still got to fight Commonwealth for shooting.
So every law is even worse because it's a Commonwealth state.
That's
fucked up. Because it seemed like, oh, y'all, like, I'm like, damn, he dope. He locked up. I'm like, damn, how the fuck he locked up?
It'd be the struggle.
Because back in the day, because in Philly, you still got the old hustling tactics. So if he hustled, locked up for selling drugs, he's on the corner selling drugs. Yeah. Like, literally, like, I can see on the wire.
Oh, it ain't no spots or none of that? Like, niggas is really hand-to-hand on the corner?
More so, like, down my way, it's still...
Damn.
That's why you see a lot of people locked up for drugs. And then it's like, it's crabs in the barrel. Our culture is how Chicago. Every little nigga in Chicago that's 16, 17 probably got a gun. Probably come outside. That's how it is in Philly, though. So it's like, our culture is, once you get in the streets, you get a gun and you shoot some fucking body. So.
And it's just regular.
It's normal shit.
So it's like all the young guys is in prison.
How do you?
It's more life is the most. Bro, listen, it's more guys under 24 with life in prison than anywhere in the country. More juvenile life
and fit from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
It's all they do. All the little young guys, they 22 and 18 to 22, 18 24, getting the most life sentences right now.
That shit is fucked up.
So this is culture.
Very
so
fucked up.
They all locked up.
But it's supposed to be the city of brotherly love. That's what I'm saying.
Man,
I don't got nothing to do with this.
Brotherly hate.
This the Big Apple. Ain't got shit to do with apples out here. Though.
They killing me on this New York shit. Like this shit the rotten apple for real. Mm-hmm. It got worms in it and all types of shit. Music. What's good? What you working on? Y'all know you always got some project coming out.
Well, Dark Low is doing he dropped Testimony.
Okay.
You know me a while back, and that shit doing beautiful numbers. He ready to drop another tape called The Bucket List.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna do the Going to the Crook. We putting together a joint project.
Okay.
It's basically done.
It's done.
Going I'm gonna let him drop the bucket list first, and that's gonna let that marinate, and then we're gonna drop the Going to the Crook right after it.
So the release, is it gonna be on all the digital platforms?
All digital platforms.
Okay. So most of the time you was doing just the mixtape sites, right?
Testimony I did all platforms, but before that I was just doing the mixtape sites.
Yeah. What do y'all are y'all like studio rats? Are y'all always in the studio?
It could get like that.
It became the hangout when when shit start getting real hot in the streets. You can't be around certain areas because it's too hot. So it's like fuck, we can go to the studio.
And it's
focused on the music, and that's what we've been doing. But studio costs money. You think what I'm saying? Your living expenses cost money, so sometimes you got to take off from the studio. You think what I'm saying?
We
ready to build our own studio though.
Yeah, I was surprised y'all don't.
No, we had one.
We had a couple of them. Yeah, we had a couple.
Y'all probably can't tell nobody where the fuck is that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's.
Studio got, I think we got a studio. They shot our studio.
Yeah, one studio they shot it, but you know we was bold for even going around that. I'm parts of town. You know what I mean?
Well, I built a studio in the wrong part of town.
Gotcha.
Basically, where he shot 20 niggas lines. At. I went to jail for shooting these guys, and for some reason, I put a studio a block away from
them. Yeah, for real.
It wasn't the most smartest thing to do.
For real.
We had like a 6 to 8 month run in it.
Yeah, yeah, right. You got some music guys, some projects, yeah. Right? Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
Real pass shot out the window like a coward.
Are you, listen, because you like shooting people, I think.
No.
All right, no. That's what I'm saying, because
no, in this whole interview, my life around.
You changed your life around. All right. Yeah. So what is it? What could you tell the people out there to avoid doing to avoid getting shot by AR?
By me, first of all, I don't even into that stuff no more.
Okay, he's not into that.
I'm
anymore.
A musician.
Uh huh.
But back in the day when I was a kid.
Okay, let's talk about the 19-year-old Ab.
Mm. Oh, see, I always was my main thing was hustling.
Okay.
But everybody around me was shoot you.
Okay.
So if you intervene with my money, not Dante, you don't get shot. But I was a guy, I'm the guy like let live, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I let you live, you let me
live. Live and let live. If you don't bother me, I'm cool.
Reason
but
why
if you bother me,
yeah, you're gonna get shot.
Because y'all see on the music in the media, the musician side. Y'all see a rapper that done it. So it's like, oh, AR have done it. But where I'm from, everybody shoot. So it's like, all right, I'm not bothering nobody. I'm like a nice guy. But once you come over here interfering with this, I'm going to fire your ass up.
Reason why I'm asking.
The 19-year-old
Ab. Yeah, the 19. Reason why I'm asking you that, because I don't
the
want.
The old head Ab right now is just going to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I don't want people
probably gonna, you know,
to be scared of you.
Figure some other shit out.
I don't want people to be scared of the people.
It's too late for that.
No, the people. No, I'm talking about the people. Fuck the executives. Fuck the rappers. I'm talking about the people that might love you, that love your music.
Right now,
you don't want them to say, yo, I want to go shake Ab hand, but he might shoot me.
Yeah, it's all about politics.
We had dudes say that before.
Yeah, like.
When he came up to that, man. I ain't want to speak. I ain't know if he was going to pull your gun out start for real.
Yeah. It's all about positivity right now, though. Yeah, we trying like we helping the kids. We don't. I got a couple nonprofit organizations running positive image out of your life campaign. We got a lot of shit going on, so that's what it's about. But leave me alone, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's
if I'm over here getting my money, why would you come over here?
Yeah, that's true. That's
so I stay in my area. This is my area right here. See this? It's my area. I can have all that.
Yep.
When you cross this area. But now it's about protecting me and the people I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm telling you, you're going to get carried out. Because you crossed this area. I didn't go over there and bother you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got you.
You crossed this line. Like, you came to bother me.
Yeah.
And it usually end up bad for people.
If we do something to you, you deserve it. Because 9 times out of 10, we go out. We don't even be having to stump niggas out. Niggas already be knowing, like, man, we going to leave them alone. So if it resort to violence from us, then you deserved it, like.
Reason why I'm saying this is every time I've been around y'all, the energy always been good. Like regular, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all, yeah. I never been no type of dudes that was looking for the problem or, you know, just.
Never.
So I want to humanize y'all. I want the people to know, nah, these ain't no savvy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is though, because we dealing with a bunch of, I ain't talking about the people. It's in the industry, we deal with a bunch of cowards.
Yeah. Actual facts.
So. When I get on here and say I shot a motherfucker before, or I used to get busy like that, it's like, whoa, these niggas was crazy.
Yeah.
But I gotta keep repeating this. But I'm from everybody does it. It's not out the ordinary. You dig what I'm saying? You don't see too many people who didn't shoot a motherfucker.
You know what fucked my head up though? The niggas who rap about shooting niggas is surprised that you actually did it because they never did it. See, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, he's crazy. Like, nigga, but you said you was a shooter too.
Yeah, right.
I thought we was alike.
I'm not sure I should be. At the end of the day, man, that's why I never got. You're a multi-millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to be a gangster?
Yeah.
You know. Everybody else in the streets, they want to be a multi-millionaire.
No, actually, niggas.
Like, we'll get this shit up to be a basketball player or Drake.
Yeah.
I give all this reputation up to be Drake. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why what motherfuckers want to do this shit. You know, it's not a lot of money.
Nah,
I really. I've been in it. I've been in the streets. I made hundreds of thousands in the streets back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? You got to understand what you got to do to make $100,000 in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, you got to sell a lot of drugs. You might got do 2-3 prison sentences before you reach your goal. Right now, like, it costs too much to be a criminal right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boom. Check us out. You come out on the street, you're 16, 17, 18. What you going to start off like a little 8-ball or something? Bag it up. Go on a corner shop, sell it. 9 times out of 10, you're going to catch 2-3 cases. You might got to do a couple county bits. You dig what I'm saying? Before you, now 3, 4, 5 years gone. You 6 months here. You came home. Got another 8-ball. Try to do it again. Got your house this time. A year here. Long story short, before you get to a 4.5, a big ear, 125, which is like 25 years old. You dig what I'm saying? And you probably not been in some shootouts. If you survived that, you probably got shot a couple of times. Probably had to shoot him over the block. It's a lot of shit you got to go to. For what? And you never, ever, ever had $20,000 in your pocket, in your house.
It ain't worth it.
No. So you did all this shit and you never had 25 grand in your drawer. You dig what I'm saying? You done went through a fucking war. You done shot, got shot, prison,
jail,
everything.
Bail stabs, money, lawyer. Cut,
lawyer money,
you can't even afford it.
Lost some of your friends.
Yeah.
And you never had 25K. Now you telling me this rapper who act like he lived this life can go do a show and be in there for 30 minutes and leave out with 25K.
Yeah.
It just made more sense to rap. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. You had a video out recently, Rivals.
Yeah.
Did you really title it like that or somebody did that?
I titled it Rivals, but to my videographer.
Yeah.
He made it like it's a diss track.
Yeah, because I didn't feel it.
You heard the whole song?
I didn't see the diss.
And I asked, you know the ones, right? Me and him, we do most of my videos.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be like, yo, send me the video. So I send a video, I send it to my manager, Paul, and I might send it to my brother. I say, upload it for me. You know, I don't have to upload none of that shit. So they upload. So my brother texts me, do you see it yet? I'm like, yeah. Even though I didn't even see it, my mom's like, yeah, I seen it, man. Just upload the motherfucking video. I'm on a corner. I'm talking. We like 15 deep out there. We just kicking it. We in a deep conversation. I'm talking about whatever. So I uploaded it. Then I'm not even watching. I put the link in my bio and all that shit. So boom. I'm sitting there watching the video. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm thinking like, is I'm really seeing this? I am a little high.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on? I watched the video. I called him. I said, yo, man. Bro, why you do that? He said, nah, man. You know what he said. My boy said that. I ain't like he said that. So I said, I want to, you know. I'm like, bro, man. I said, bro, don't ever do that again in your life, bro. Like, you don't get in grown man business, man.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? But, you know. That's my friend, though. Yeah. The videographer, that's my friend.
I watched the video. I like the record.
I can't take it down.
It's already out there. Yeah.
So, you know.
But I like the record. I like the song, but I didn't get diss from it. That's all I'm saying. So
it
I felt
wasn't
like,
a diss. It wasn't
no
diss.
Yeah, exactly. So
I know that guy. Guy's a harmless, nice guy, man. You don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
I know him personally. I don't want no trouble. I want to make his music, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't dissing that guy.
Yeah, because I know you. When you diss somebody, you say their name. That shit direct.
I usually diss a guy when I can't get my hands on you.
Yeah.
Like, if I can get to you and slap the shit out of you, I'd rather do that.
Yeah, but yeah.
Certain people I can't get to.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta, like, use just because, like, bro, how can I antagonize you enough to come out here and fight me?
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
A lot of guys
don't want to come out here and fight me and face me, so fuck you. I gotta fuck you, bitch. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, I had a good year in sports.
Beautiful. In
Philly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles.
You motherfuckers won the Super Bowl. Like, did that hit you yet?
Yes. Beautiful, bro.
How much money did you win?
I couldn't believe it. I won a lot of money. I couldn't believe this shit, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Sixers went to the playoff. We did good. Got past the first round. You know, Sixers, they got, you know, Embiid, Ben Simmons. I think we're gonna recruit LeBron. I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah, I think you reach him, bro.
Oh, that Kawhi Leonard.
He going to LA probably.
Yeah, I'll take Paul George. I'll take
Kawhi would be crazy though.
I'll take any one of them.
Yeah.
Kawhi come, he only gonna come for a year, then he's gonna go to LA next year. That's why nobody really don't want
him. Yeah, right, wanna go to LA, bro. Paul George, LeBron Sneaky really wanna go.
Yeah.
But San Antonio not doing no business with Lakers though. They said they ain't doing no business with Lakers.
Yeah, that's the rival. But I remember Philly from like Randall Cunningham and shit. Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Black quarterback. Yeah, like one of the first black
scramblers.
Yeah, to see them win the Super Bowl, I was like, holy shit, like Philly really won. You know I'm New York, so the Giants, y'all, we always went at it. I'm thinking about Reggie White and all, you know what I'm saying?
To be honest with you, man, the Giants, I think they might be a dark horse this year. You think what I'm saying? But they can't beat us. I'm not going to never say y'all going to beat us, but they, I think they're going to be a dark horse in that division.
So you fuck with sports for the betting purpose, or you like sports?
I love sports.
Okay.
Me too.
I love it. I'm talking about like, I watch sports all day, every day.
Even the hockey shit?
No, I don't watch the hockey.
Because y'all be on some Flyers. Y'all, the Flyers is crazy too.
I don't know one person on the Flyers team.
What I do is, I sports center it about
that. Okay,
the hockey
I
know Washington won the championship. That's all. I know Washington won the championship.
I do sports center, but basketball, football,
yeah.
I studies it. You think you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Philly, you know Philly, I've always went on record, said this shit, I say it, my favorite spitters come from Philly, even over Brooklyn, like, I'm Brooklyn, everybody know that, right. But the niggas who rhyme, is all Philly niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Be honest with you, a lot of people, everybody said that, Jadakiss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been around a lot of rappers, they say, yo, Philly got the best rappers.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got a vouch, because... Man, them motherfuckers in Philly can rap, man. They like lyrical assassins. And then they know how to talk the street shit the best.
It's something in the water, man. It's something in the water.
They not incorporate the trap, like selling dope and shit beautifully and rap better than probably any other. You know what I'm saying? Then they got this, the freestyle, the battle spitters coming from the back in the day with the Meek Mills and the Georgia Heads and the... Before them time is
the DVD days,
Gilly and all them Spade Dutch.
But let me
the
kill
Forbes
y'all.
Days.
And then you go with the Cassidy days.
But let me kill y'all. But let me kill y'all on some other shit. The best DJs is from Philly.
Jazzy Jeff.
Cash Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cash Money. Tap Money. I'm killing. See, I'm about to go all the way in.
Yeah, you went all the way on.
Tap Money. That's what I'm saying. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I think about, like, the youngsters and all that, that's my family and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Philly always had it. Even the soul come from Philly.
Right.
Gamble and Huff.
Jill Scott.
You know what I'm saying? Jill Scott. Motherfucking
Patti LaBelle.
Music Soul Child.
Pink. Yeah.
Music Soul Child.
Music Soul Child.
It's just like a whole different vibe type of city. You get whatever you want.
Yeah.
I think we got the best boxes too.
Who y'all got? Jacobs?
No,
B-Hop, the extra
B-Hop is, yeah.
No, check you know, Floyd Mayweather do the Philly show.
Even the best boxers ain't come Philly, they trained in Philly.
Joe Frazier.
Yeah, Frazier.
They all trained. Ali trained in Philly.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? I know a guy from the Black Mafia. Well, I don't know him personally, but he used to spar with him and train with him. Philadelphia Black
Philly.
Mafia.
Why y'all ain't got no fucking Joe Frazier statue up, but y'all got Rocky, man? Come on,
absolutely.
Man. Take that Sylvester Stallone shit down.
Absolutely. And I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of people mad at a lot of boxers that made it big out Philly and ain't saved Joe Frazier's gym. That was a landmark, man.
Damn.
People was going at these boxes to help save Joe Frazier's gym. It's a landmark in my neighborhood, man. Now they selling fucking appliances out that motherfucker.
Damn. And it's in your hood?
Yeah.
It's
in North Philly.
I grew up boxing.
So, you got a tape coming out?
Yeah. It's out. Bucket List. Yeah.
Oh, it's out right now. So it's they can get it on all digital platforms. So by the time this come out, it's already out.
It's going to be out. And go check the video out. Go to Mars. Off the Bucket List.
What features you got on there?
I don't got no features on there.
Oh, shit.
I got my little homie, the Lava, on there. She don't repent to God. Other than that, it's 8 tracks. Something for the streets, real simple. Real straight to the point type. You know what I mean? And it's out right now on Bucket List. Timeless.
How you feeling the climate with dudes dropping like fucking five song albums and shit? Are you on that?
I mean, I could, you know, Testimony had 20 songs on there. This one, I just go back and forth. My next joint might have like 15, 20 on there. So whatever worked for them, you know, it worked. Let it work. Because some dudes, like you said, drop 4 or 5 songs, and that'd be what some people want to hear this month.
I think Kanye and them on or something, but with the 7 songs, the pushes and all.
Your next shit going to be 7? It's like you record
it's
too
like
much.
It's like get in and get out to me.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
bore a motherfucker all the way out.
Yeah.
Yo, remember back in the day, everybody had three verses on his song?
Yeah, hell yeah. The song's like 5 minutes. Yeah.
3 16 bar verses.
Yep.
By the, now you never see three verses on
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah.
You, if shit. You see three verses, they break the verse down to 8 bars.
Yep. Yeah, some niggas' 12. Songs is 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
2 minutes now, you know yep. what I'm saying? But that be that shit you want to hear again, though.
Yeah, but that's winning right now.
Yeah. It was like, the thing is, they said, you know, young guys, man, they can't. They memory. They
got short attention span.
Short attention span. So you gotta like boom, boom. You know what I mean?
Who does Doc Lowe listen to outside of your crew?
I listen to oldies. I don't even listen to rap. I listen to like, you know, Jill Scott, Tina Marie, Erykah Badu, all that, all them type people. Marvin Gaye. You know, if I do listen to rap, it'd be some 90s Mobb Deep, Wu Tang. You know what I mean?
Do you have a issue with listening to rappers because you know some of them is pussy in real life?
No, that ain't the issue at all. I think 98% of the rappers in the game is pussy. But, you know, some of them do make good music. I just don't listen. Nothing really catch my ear.
Okay.
So I just don't, I really don't. And
so for inspiration, you throwing on Jill Scott or Black Thought just dropped the album too, though.
Oh, Now I listen to Black Thought. I could go listen to Black Thought.
Y'all got the cheat code with the Philly Black Thought, man.
Yeah,
come on,
I know,
man. Damn, Black Thought, Spaz on Flex. He just dropped the album, Strings of with Ninth Wonder.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah.
He keep my spoil sharp.
Yeah.
Dudes like him, Get Benny, Lil Etho from out, what y'all call it, the bottom of New York? I know Lil Etho called it Rochester, the bottom.
Yeah. Shout out to The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rochester. So, yeah. It's
like them keep my sword sharp, man. But, you know, for the most part, I'll be in my oldies bag.
Hey, what's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. And if you're looking for your next favorite podcast, stop searching and let Podable do the work for you. Podable is the only podcast listening platform that uses artificial intelligence to recommend podcasts tailored to you. Import your favorites automatically and instantly discover countless options. Download Podable in the iOS App Store or visit podable.co to access the world of discovery. That's Podable, Podible. So, will we ever see a big Philly album?
Hopefully.
With everybody?
Probably no.
He said, probably not. He said, hopefully. No, but it'll be dope if it happens.
I was going to do, I'm going to do something like that, but it probably won't be the Philly rappers. This is probably be a bunch of young boys from the city.
Got
that
you.
I mess with, because you know, a lot of dudes in Philly that's on, they ain't really trying, you know, collab.
I'm totally against that, though. I know Dark Lord want to do it, but these people get your ass, they give me the ass kiss too much. I don't want. Got you.
Cool. I would love to see, because I remember the DVD days of Philly too, man. That shit was when niggas was rapping.
Yeah, that was heavy.
Spitting. Everybody like had to have a crazy rap. Back in them days, bro, I used to have raps just ready for that shit.
Yeah.
Like when I used to run around with Cassidy, we always had like at least 2 raps ready for a DVD come, a camera come, and I got to air this shit out. Right now, I don't remember writing raps like that no more. Now all raps got to be song oriented.
Yeah.
You hear some people go up on these like radio shows and they just like, they'll rap a song verse, like a verse.
Yeah. They already put out.
They got a hook.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, then they ain't like a freestyle radio aired out type joint or DVD type joint. So a lot of these new artists don't even have that in their arsenal. When I was young like that, I had like a bunch of those in my arsenal. Mm. They don't even have one rap. A lot of them like, man, I don't freestyle. I don't rap like that. Mm-hmm. When you go to radio shows and shit like that. They don't write raps like that no more.
As far as the
like
business,
the whole air it out type rap. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're talking about them 400 bar raps.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 50
nigga
bars.
Rhyme for
DVD raps.
Yeah, DVD rap.
Yeah.
As far as business, it seemed at one point y'all was going to do a lot of different situations or people was like acting like they wanted to do certain business with y'all. Why didn't certain things go through?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a multitude of reasons. It's several reasons. Basically, one of them, when you in the streets and you get more money than what they offering, it's hard to like focus on one thing when you can go in your crib and count 200 large, quarter million. You think what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to be like, I don't really care what y'all talking
about. They can't offer you what you got.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm living with my kids live in the suburbs.
Yeah,
they come outside and see rabbits and shit like that. So it's like,
right.
My wife drive a 2018 truck. And it's like, I'm cool. I don't got a Bentley or none of that shit, but we straight. And then another reason. It just we scare people. They don't think they can do business with us. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because of what they seen on a DVD or on YouTube, they based your whole life about what the fuck you see on the internet, not knowing that this shit is all. You dig what I'm saying? This shit is all organized.
Yeah.
Look chaotic, but it's organized chaos. You dig what I'm saying? It's organized madness. So I know when I was younger, every time you cut the camera on, I'm gonna show out just so y'all can watch it and say that I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I know this is what y'all want to see. Because when I went up and said to a camera, say, "Yo, I rap. Can you listen to me rap?" Nigga, and like, nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah.
So when I pulled a motherfucking shop out on the camera and then rap, everybody listened.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And that was my method. Every time a camera come on, I'm going to trip out. Not knowing I'm very, very extremely intelligent and tactical. You dig what I'm saying? But I did it because, like right like now, they call it clickbait.
Yeah.
I was doing the clickbait back then. I just want y'all to watch and pay attention.
Call it the ad bait. We're going to change the name of that shit.
Yeah, so
the ad bait.
That's what I was doing that shit for. Yeah. So, you know, it spooked them. There's a lot of other reasons. The money wasn't right. It spooked them.
Another reason.
In and out of jail. Like, I was getting booked for shootings, and he booked for this, and life shit was happening. One time we were going through a war that was so heavy that we had to come. Every time I came outside, we got to, like, it was just on. There's a lot of shit that being, you know.
Yeah.
In a way, that shit.
What you gonna say, Lo?
Oh, no, another reason is like just like a lot of upcoming artists. Let's just say like if Gotti come fuck with us, they think, "Oh, y'all ready to be signed with Gotti?" No, he just coming down showing love. You know what I mean, bro? Whoever. So a lot of times, just be a nigga just coming through showing love. It don't even be about no business or no signing no deals or nothing. No, so that'd be another reason why, from the outside looking in, probably like, "Oh, they fucking with Gotti," but then it was just that one night we went highlighting. You know what I mean? Went to the club, but nobody signed no deals or nothing.
I don't really see y'all with nobody because y'all self contained.
Yeah, not really.
We self contained unit, and then at the end of the day, I study, I watch everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing everybody I know. Just running around getting money and getting rich, ain't even signed a new label.
Not on the radio.
By the time they signed, they getting a partnership. Man. They gotta give them some millions for a partnership because they done built their brand all the way up. And that would've been my plan. I understand you're not gonna give me what I think I'm worth. Or you're not gonna give me what I don't already have. So that's what I'm gonna do. I do everything through distribution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I give a motherfucker 20% and they give me advance up front to put a tape out.
Mm-hmm.
I might put 4 or 5 tapes out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I get a nice advance for all of them.
Don't give them all the game though, because you know niggas be biting and shit. Y'all niggas got to figure it out yourself.
That's
man.
A great lick though.
Yeah.
I got a tape for y'all. Give me a bean. Give me 50.
Yeah.
I'll put a 7-8 joint.
Give you a Kanye joint, right?
Yeah, give me 50. Mm-hmm. Give me clean 50 real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then I give him another job, 2-3 months. It's beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Your project, the bucket list, producers, any known producers? Or?
No, and only known producers on is Jay Demers, my man Jay. The rest of the producers just was in my email. I ain't played the name game. Whoever was hot, I put them, it got their credits on there though, but got whoever was hot is on there. I got a different producer for every song is a different producer.
Who do you want to work with as far as a producer? Like, who could you think you could lock in with and do a crazy album, just you and one producer?
I already locked in with V-Don, so it's probably like Pete Rock or
shit.
Kanye.
One of them dudes.
No, I think, look, what's up? I think you're Alchemist.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Alchemist.
Definitely Alchemist.
Or Havoc.
Harry Fraud.
Harry Fraud,
Havoc. I think Havoc shit too.
Crazy too.
It's another producer by the name of
Vinny Idol, huh?
Vinny Idol is crazy.
Yeah, that's my guy. Vinny Idol, my guy.
It's another dude by the name of Apollo Brown.
I think I heard that sound familiar.
Crazy. I'm talking about that's going to give you that street boom bap.
See, you know, I go on YouTube and jack one of his beats.
I'm telling you. But so what is recording like for you? Like, what's your process? Like, because I always want to know what studio rituals. Do you just go in, you hear the beat, you write, or do you got to light some fucking incense, or what is it?
I write my shit 3 days before. I have four songs ready. I don't play when I go to the studio. Go to the studio, let's get it. I knock four or five songs off every time I go to the studio. I have my shit already ready.
Our process is so different because I booked the whole week out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And might only do one or two songs that whole week.
Yeah.
Because when I booked the whole week out, I got all this, the whole trap, the whole hood is down in the studio session.
Yeah.
So we might be in studio session 30 deep. We got all types of jars of weed getting smoked, syrup getting sipped. Mm-hmm. Whoever take the perks, they take the pearl, take the juice. Bitches coming down there. It's like a party. I might do one song in 2 days, and this is how I should be.
See, my whole thing is,
I got to be in the environment.
No, like, fuck that up.
Yeah, I get the business.
See, listen, I'm more of a, move, reality vibe, rapper.
Yeah. Ab want the vibe.
So I need the niggas in there with the bazookas and the bags and 11s. And I sit around the savages, and I just be like, And I love that feel. Everybody smoke weed. I might conversate most of the session. I might be talking to my man like, "Yeah, shot that nigga, punch that flower." I'm listening to this story. I go fuck with him. Then I come back and write my shit.
Yep, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
and this is how I do it, man. I got to be around savages, man.
You in the crib, old school style.
My shit. Dude, when I got a session, I already got three songs ready.
Do
to
you
go.
Still write on the paper?
No, I don't write on the paper. I write on the phone.
Oh, the phone.
Yeah, I guess that's people.
Yeah, because I always thought the paper would be easier, right?
Yeah, I thought
it was too.
Listen, when they first came out with the phones, it was a hard transaction for me to stop writing on paper and write on the phone. It was kind of hard for me, for sure.
What about Flex? I'm surprised I ain't never been up to Flex yet.
I think Flex don't like us, man.
No, Flex fucks
like, no, Flex, good, he good money.
Flex, I was probably not been up to even. Plus, I'm not even ready to go to Flex yet. I ain't write a rap like that in a while. I don't want to go up this.
But if you knew you was going, you going definitely.
I had to put it together. I got to practice it and shit. Yeah,
for sure.
So my whole shit is like, you know, Flex always fucked with me though, man. I fuck with Flex.
What beat would you fuck with on Flex?
I had to do the shit ones on that. Mm. Or the Biggie Who Shot You. You can't go wrong with them, Drake.
Never.
Matter of fact, just, give me the Biggie Who Shot You and I'm going to go.
I kind of hear you on Keep It Thorough. Probably.
Yeah, that's heavy too. Yup.
Yeah.
Yup. Any of them. You know the type beat.
Yeah. Is all your issues with everybody dead squashed? How do you squash beef with ARAB? It don't seem like you never squash it.
We're trying to squash.
Okay.
Like, you gotta understand, a lot of times the beef is squashed because nothing. They got shot and wanted to squash it. It's like, all right. I was like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah.
That's a good way, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got shot and y'all want to squash beef. We cool. Not like they cowed or anything, but
yeah.
Man to man, they shot at some niggas, but it's like their shit didn't land and our shit landed.
Yeah.
So if y'all want to like meet up and shake hands, I'm cool with that too. You know, I like to walk off on top.
Yeah. Why does it seem like you and Cassidy got like this love hate relationship? Like y'all cool, but then y'all not cool. Like what is it?
What is it, man?
Hold on.
It ain't no hate relationship. Ain't really no love joints. My whole thing with Cass is, I don't got no issue with him. It's like, bro, man, what can I say? We was in a situation. I went down for a murder. I fell dope. I didn't get the help I wanted to get. I heard him say, like, it was a situation where, though, it wasn't about, it's them from the same people who was trying to, like, extort you. You dig what I'm saying? And I start hanging with you because people try to extort you. So when y'all squash your beef, you know, that's just a big shit, but we ain't got no issue.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My whole thing with Cass is, I seen an interview where he was saying, Ab friends told on me. They told on me too. They just told on you.
You can't have an issue with a nigga who ain't scared to come to the city.
Guess what?
The two guys that told is got life in prison for murders.
Mm.
They ain't been on the streets in years.
Yeah.
For different murders. Like two different separate murders. One got life when I was man cast in jail. He caught another body and was on the run. So I come home, he was on the run for a body. He went in. A couple years later, the other one came home and caught a body, went back in for another.
So, reason why I'm asking you, because it seemed like that shit was so long ago with y'all. Like, why niggas, yeah, like, why niggas keep they do like talking keep about growing, that keep shit?
So my whole thing is, I wasn't planning on it. My thing wasn't him, it was just.
No, like, I know you responded to what somebody asked him, but I was confused. Like,
it's
why?
Reality. The reality is, I was broke, fucked up, and I starved. Mm-hmm. But it's cool, I got on issue with you. You dig what I'm saying? I was.
So if you see the nigga, could y'all chill together and smoke?
I know Cassie personally. I'm gonna issue with him.
There won't be no type of violence if we see Cassie.
He's not
at
a street
all.
Guy like that. He will not be cool, no violence. Man. He's a nice dude, man. My boy's like a real nice religious dude. Church going guy, man. He cool. He's a nice guy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I grew up different. I grew up in the streets. I was in the streets most of my life. And I don't have no issue with Cass, man. I wish him the best, man.
Did you and Meek ever get a chance to have a conversation?
I talked to Meek years ago, like right before y'all booked, probably like 6 months before y'all booked. We had a long conversation. You know what I'm saying? Now, that shit got out of hand.
I can imagine.
That Cass shit ain't really got out of hand. It's Cass. What are you going to do? It's not like it got some people I can attack. I said, well, where's your man Meek, bro? He got out of hand.
I was mad when you and Meek was beefing, man.
No, it wasn't really just me and him, though.
No, I'm just saying, when y'all went at it, I was mad because I was like, nah, y'all from the same city. And I felt, I'm going to keep it real with you, Ab. I felt like, and you right here too, bro. I felt like Drake bust a power move. Because he turned y'all niggas against each other. He said your name. Of course he going to get mad. Because why he ain't co-sign you
before
that?
The whole thing is, when Drake said my name, I didn't say nothing.
Exactly.
But he, because he knew, that's what I say, he bust the move.
It's no point in talking about it, keep talking about it. Drake said my name, the other party thought it was, I was in on, I didn't have any money. And he said something, I said something back, it was like that. That shit got squashed, there was no violence behind that. It was, when people kept throwing it was beef, it wasn't with me and him, it was people in our entourage.
We all
from Philadelphia. So one of his friends don't like one of my friends.
Yeah.
You think what I'm saying? It got physical. And my folks got shot and all that shit. It wasn't me and him for real.
It was like,
you got a crew. I got my crew. My guy don't like
you. It's always like that.
Yeah.
You know how that shit go. And they, both of them street guys at the time. Both of them, they got guns. They shoot at you, man. And shit got real. You think what I'm saying?
Y'all all from North too, right?
Yeah. So like, man, our issue was like rat. And then we squashed it.
No, but that's what I was saying, because I felt like...
So when everybody was thinking it was me, it wasn't us. It was like, bro, you can't control it. And you got to side with your friends. His friend or his close friends had an issue, one of my close friends. Outside of what me and Meek had going on, they had their own issue. But it was like, man, what are you going to do?
You know
what I'm saying? They going, when they see each other, they're trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
And it was like that.
That beef, I wasn't even thinking about like violence. That shit was like...
It was some rap shit. We making some money.
Yeah.
It was a bag.
We made a lot of money off that shit.
Yeah.
I really felt like a fucking rapper around that time.
It wasn't like we was running around on rap mode, but the only time it got deep is when the entourages. When you're in a small city, if two Brooklyn rappers go at each other.
Yeah.
His friends are going to see each other at the club, shoot at each other. If me and Meek would have seen each other, me and Meek would have handshake.
I didn't like it. I was like, nah, like, this dude winning. Y'all coming right there. I was like, yo, man, don't. I hope this Canada nigga ain't trying to play niggas off each other. I wasn't feeling that.
It was a bad look for the city.
And then y'all niggas win the Super Bowl a few years later. He locked up. Like, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is y'all got it right now. I'm mad. I'm from Brooklyn and Philly winning.
Boy, you know, God busted moves, said my name and shit. Yeah. I made some money.
Yeah, that was a good thing.
I don't regret nothing. The whole shit is, man, it is what it is, man. Yeah. At the end of the day, you gotta understand, they go through real life shit. I'm going through real life shit.
Yeah.
I'm still in the streets. So at the time I was still in the streets, so I was going through some real life shit. It was like it was still getting nasty out this motherfucker, man.
He said your name. Did he ever try to do any other business with you?
No. That was the whole joint, like, bro.
See, that's the shit I don't like. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. They ain't saying that. I'm saying, don't say the nigga name unless you going, Cause shit gonna get real out there behind you. Throwing the battery.
If I can make another 50 or a bean, say my name again. Fuck it. My whole doing the other part. Y'all gotta analyze it. Y'all gotta understand. I ain't seen
nothing. And I made money off that shit too. Yeah. So I wasn't really like.
You gotta understand that. I didn't say it. He said it.
You ain't call him and say, yo, say my name.
If y'all gonna give me another 100 large.
Yeah.
Say it again, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was on that too.
I think, but I ain't gonna front though. From it though, the pro was everybody was looking at y'all like who?
Yep.
And then you had the work to put out the music was right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So if you I'm glad that you didn't drop the ball though. Y'all had the music ready.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, man, I could have monopolized off this better.
Hindsight is 2020.
I was running around getting money from that shit, and I was deep in my neighborhood getting some money. So it was just like I just was like, all right, I'm making money, fuck it. You know what I mean? I should have done more. I could have put better music out. I could have set with some real producers. I just was enjoying the ride, man. Because in my head, this shit ready to turn over. It's over. Like, dude, Ray called me any day now.
Yeah.
And it's on. So I was waiting on that for real. And I was making money in the meantime. So
right now,
I ain't got no issues with nobody.
That's what I want. I don't, niggas be looking for interviews to see who you diss, who you
beef. No beef.
Beef shit ain't for cameras.
I gotta understand.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No cameras.
Every time I had beef, motherfuckers got shot.
Yeah, I'm about to say it for you.
So it's like, bro, you think I want beef? Yeah. I ain't on that shit right now.
Musically, you out the bucket list. Mm-hmm. Then you gonna drop or y'all going gonna
the
drop?
Crook.
But
we gonna he gonna be releasing some freestyles though in the meantime. Okay. We always gonna be working. Like I'm never just gonna come out and his ab just sitting still. Like it's always gonna be some type of movement.
What's up with Wiz?
Wiz Low. Now I just talked to Wiz's little brother.
I forgot where those two fuckers.
Yeah, that's the homie right there.
Yeah, Wiz. Wiz
good that's money.
That's the
Wiz out West Philly with it.
Yeah, he on the West Side.
Yeah. And your brother Leek.
Yeah, Leek chilling, man. Leek down in the trenches.
Yeah.
Nah, Leek don't leave them trenches.
When could we get a big OBH project?
We've been working on that shit. It's just that, like, keep it real, man. It's, like, hard to do with a bunch of egos and shit like that. So, you know, I love everybody. I love for everybody on OBH, man. You understand, a lot of people, I don't really know them like that. I'm like, all right, come on. So then when you try to put a project together, you got to deal with all the egos, it'd be, like, difficult. Mm-hmm. Cause I ain't babysitting no man, and I ain't catering to no grown man feelings.
Yeah.
Ab, I can't be on this. You ain't never do this. Shut up.
You might have to RZA that shit.
Oh, get the fuck out of the group.
Just RZA that shit. Just be like, yo, I need a verse from you. I need a verse from you. Pull up. You ain't pull up. All right, the song gonna get done regardless whether you here or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lock in. We want to. Mm-hmm. Streets want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing tentatively you and Benny might lock in.
We locked in. Me and Benny, all we got to do is probably like one more session of tape and be done. Shit is crazy.
I know a lot of people got killed on that project. A lot of drugs got sold.
Benny.
Benny can rap his ass off.
I'm a fucking rap, man.
That's
only like a 7-song joint. We already got like four or five songs done already. We just got one more session. Knock it out. Give it to the streets. You know?
Do you do the sample songs and all that shit?
Yeah.
Do you worry about the clearance and all that bullshit? Does it fuck with you?
Not really. But it can though.
Yeah.
I just been slipping through.
Do they fuck with you? Well, we ain't gonna put them on the radar to fuck with them. Yeah. But are you a little apprehensive about certain joints?
Not really. I just go in, and if they fuck with me, then I'll just handle it at that time. But for the most part, if it's a sample and it's hot, I'm all over it.
So y'all just do like the digital, or you'll fuck with like an Empire or somebody like that for distribution? Like, how do you do it?
I'm locked in with somebody.
Okay.
With Vidya, and I like the way they do business.
You said with who?
Vidya.
Oh, that's the company I'm with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you fuck with Cheech?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the homie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like the way you do business.
Oh, so. And by the way, too, come to me. I'll give you a deal with Vidya, too.
Right. Shut up.
I'm dead ass serious.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, I really could sign you.
Right, Vidya is really like, they're taking it to another level with this shit.
Matter of fact, I'm putting Benny onto Vidya.
Right.
Last time Benny was here, Cheech called me like, yo, you with Benny? Yeah.
Right.
Connect them dots. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want nothing off that. I just want to see niggas win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got to take this shit back from the suckers who
we gotta take it back.
Yeah,
man.
who the gatekeepers that's trying to dictate the culture that you really live though. You know what I'm saying? Niggas try to say, nah, Av, that's not a hot record. Like, right. But nigga, I'm really, really out here. Fuck you, no. You ain't never been nowhere.
And then you got like, it's crazy because the people, when I was trying to deal with radio, the people you got play your record to, you looking at them like, I understand you don't understand.
Yeah.
But I got, how the fuck I'm going to impress you? I'm from the slums.
Yeah.
Like, well, what the fuck what the fuck you going to like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then so many years we grew up thinking like, we gotta make it radio. So you'll take 6 months off trying to make one radio song to impress the radio guy in your city. And then we kind of find out at the end, after we done 50 grand in, that radio really ain't the biggest way to go. Right,
yeah,
now.
Not now.
It's all about streams and playlists and shit mm-hmm. like that. So, so God damn, we done wasted all this fucking money trying to do that.
And you got direct to consumer now. Mm-hmm. If they want to fuck with Dark Load, yep. they could go right on your gram and you could say, yo, I got a new record out right now. That ain't cost you nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I was just thinking about that too. Like back in the day, if you wanted to call somebody for like a tour, you probably couldn't get contact with the record label for like a week or two.
Yeah.
Now it's just like direct soon.
So if they want a feature, if they want a tour, how do they get in contact with y'all?
Like what you just said.
Yeah,
it's a record consumer. Hit the DM.
So you sell verses off the gram too?
Absolutely.
Yeah. if you want that Dark Low feature, you want that AR, you doing features too?
Hell yeah.
Email, Instagram, however you want it. I got you.
Via everything.
Your name, is that any correlation to Polo?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because you know out here is the low lives, so everything is low.
Yeah, it was some low lives out in Philly, like in Logan, but no, it was my own wave. I'm low.
Okay. So the like on a low type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yo, I know I could talk to y'all for hours and shit, man. But that bucket list is out right now.
That shit out right now. Doggy
Make sure
Downs.
You get that. You know what I'm saying? These is my fucking people right here.
Y'all already know.
Y'all want that street shit. Y'all say y'all want that real.
Right.
Y'all tired of this skateboarding shit. Y'all tired of niggas with purses. Niggas don't wear purses over here, man. I was just talking about that shit on my live. Niggas don't got no purses on. Niggas wear deodorant. Like niggas official niggas over here, man. No funny haircuts. You see niggas got weight. Like shit for real over here. So if that's what you want, Av, tell them. This way they
ain't
should
no
be
skin tight.
This
on.
Is the realest shit out right now.
This is what I'm saying, man. You gotta fuck with this OBH shit.
You know, all authentic, man. No facade, man. Nobody can pull out a card and say when who and say when who we say we is. Listen, man. This an idea, man.
Go ahead.
Everybody who they say they is, let's take a lie detector test.
Holy shit.
I challenge anybody to lie detector test.
Yeah, we're going to put a lie detector test.
They asked me the question. The Av.
Yeah, the Av shoots a lot.
The Av bought bricks before?
Yeah.
The Av shoot a person? The Av kill a person?
Nah, we ain't going to do that one.
No, I'm saying the lie detector test.
Statute of limitation for that shit, bro.
No, I'm saying the lie detector test.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I ain't seeing what I'm doing now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lie detector test.
Okay.
I challenge everybody to it.
Lie detector test challenge.
Or I got another test. Unexpectedly, you just drop in their hood and start asking people questions.
Oh, yeah.
Come around my hood and ask them about that. You know what they going to say? This his hood. He run that shit.
Well, if you come to my hood and ask for me, one of them little niggas going to shoot you. That's a fact, because they already know it ain't kind if you come in to ask for me. Mm-mm. And all of them is my little cousins anyway, so.
I'm saying you got the cameras and shit.
Oh yeah, if you got cameras,
come
you
might no
be
cool. Up like
yeah, nah, niggas be telling me, yo, you see such and such? Yeah, who looking for him?
I don't like shoot you the fuck up in any neighborhood.
What part of Brooklyn you from, doggy?
I'm from Clinton Hill, Bed-Stuy area. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you got a camera and they understand, like, all right, you want to figure out who Ab is.
They changed the name
of my...
They're
going to get it one day.
Yeah. They changed the name of my shit. One minute my shit is Bed-Stuy. Me and Biggie's from the same neighborhood. We from the same exact neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Little pictures when we was little together and shit like that.
Oh, you knew Biggie?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, that's crazy.
I was about to say one of these microphones, but it's the other microphone. It's the microphone he recorded Warning on. I got it in the crib.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Biggie, Little C's, Little Kim, all of them used to record in my crib.
That's heavy.
That's what I'm saying.
Uncle Murder, you know what I'm saying? All of them.
Shout out to Uncle Murder.
East New York.
Yeah, all of them, a lot of them started rapping in my crib. You know what I'm saying? That's when I was on my beat making shit. So I just transferred into this interview shit because it wasn't a lot of real niggas asking real niggas questions. So
yeah.
You know, it'd be a lot of unqualified niggas asking niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Nervous ass niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Niggas, you know, niggas get around niggas and be like, so, Ab, where you see yourself in
right.
5 years?
I had to cut an interview short, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You too nervous, bro. I'm making you too nervous. Let's cut
like,
the shit.
You know, I was like, I like the wrong questions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is what we do. And, you know, at the same time, we still, like I said, y'all real dudes as far as human beings, like, because
right.
I don't want motherfuckers to think, yo, they go ARF. Yo, Ab, what up? Pop, pop. Like, it ain't like that.
I'm no, married with four. Yeah, you know. I'm married with four kids. No. Y'all think I walk in my motherfucking house?
Yeah.
You gotta be like a stupid individual to think that it's like that.
But look at the internet, though. Niggas is giving it up to make you think that everybody is always on that shooting niggas.
Y'all think I walk in my career with my daughters and my wife, you know, with a bazooka and fucking war paint on? Like they don't even know nothing about the shit I'm doing.
Don't listen to Doggy Diamonds, No Filter.
My kids talk like they from.
That's a great thing.
Beverly Hills, some fucking.
No, because you got to give them, you know, the deal is to raise them better than what you was raised. You ain't going to repeat the cycle, you know what I'm saying?
That's the whole goal.
Yeah.
Raise them better than we was
yeah,
raised.
Yeah, break the fucking cycle. But if you want that real music, make sure you download.
Bucket List, man.
Bucket List.
Testimony.
I was about to say, you got a few smokers. I listened to the last one. I think Paper Chasers uploaded.
Okay, that's
yeah,
folks. Yeah,
I fucked with that one and shit.
Yeah, that was Testimony.
Yeah, shit is just hard, man. Like, yeah. I ain't going to front, like. I just like that type of music.
It's a different feel because ain't nobody really spitting it like that except for like my man Get Benny and Westside.
That's why.
So ain't nobody really giving it up like how we giving it up. So that's why I'm just, if everybody was giving it up like how I'm giving it up, I'd probably make party music or dance music, but ain't nobody really giving it up like how I'm giving it up. So
it's boring. Like he said, man, I don't even know who to listen to, bro.
Yeah, they asked me who I like.
I like, I might be in the mood to party and put one of these little young guys on.
Absolutely.
Well, my whole joint is like, I don't got nothing to listen to that like really have me want to write or inspire me to do this.
Right.
It's just, bro, I just don't have, I got to get inspiration from.
Yeah, you got to go grab within. You got to go grab an old Lox album.
For real.
No, blue tapes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, this is why I packed my studio with 100 niggas and we just been in mobbing. That's my inspiration. Yeah. I vibe up there because I don't have no music to really vibe off of.
It's definitely different now. This shit different. Like, I can't even explain it no more. Like, once you see a nigga with a purse on, that shit is so different to me.
It's
like,
disgusting.
Nigga with tight pants or.
What are you gonna do though, right?
Niggas said they pansexuals and shit like
that's
that.
That's their lane though. Let them stay in their
lane. Yeah, no, they're not. Stay in your lane, but don't classify, don't put everybody in a box. That's what I'm saying. If you want some street shit, go to the street niggas. You want some pansexual shit, go to them purse niggas. You know what I'm saying? You want some party shit, go to them party niggas. But don't say all that shit is one in the
bro, it's crazy because this shit is so wide open, man. It's a bagging for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't gotta hate.
It's a
following
for everybody.
Yeah, you ain't gotta hate on nobody.
I know a guy like purple hair music, and I know a guy who like gangster music. It's just whatever you want.
Yeah, right now it's old hip hop gumbo. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Don't be like, you don't got no radio record, so we not fucking with you. Nah, fuck that radio shit. And that radio shit washed anyway,
all
the niggas is on the internet. Every radio nigga on the internet anyway. So stop fronting. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds, motherfucking Dark Low, AR Ab, OBH in the fucking building.
King
Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Look, they came from Philly up to Brooklyn. We in the nice part of Brooklyn. You know, it's nice around here, nice office and all that shit. You know, we showed them that we could be civilized, do good. I bring people here, we do business, and do lunch and
it's
shit.
It's a nice
you know
building,
shit?
Man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We not, you know, we not in Brownsville or East New York or no shit. This is nice. So
what part is this right here, though?
This is Dumbo. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to come do an interview with me, you're coming to Dumbo, Brooklyn.
All right.
It stands for Down Under Manhattan Bridge Overpass. You in the good part. It's white people walking around. They got poodles and shit.
I forgot I was in Brooklyn, man.
That's what I'm saying. So don't, if I say do an interview, stop being scared. I'm not taking you to the hood. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Alright, I'm out of here. Peace. Alright, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.